I don't know what it is, but I saw it in the sky.
What do you think that it is? I don't know. What do you think that it is? I don't know. What do you think that it is? I don't know. What do you think that it is? I don't know. There it was in the sky. Do you know what it was? Did you see it in the sky? I don't know. Maybe not.
But why?
All right.
Yeah.
Back at it again.
Yeah. So,
the war. The war is happening right now in Israel.
The war in Israel.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Or even the Ukraine-Russian war that's still being fought too, right?
I think wars are planned by the forces behind everything. Or they call them the elite or whatever. I think every war is funded by them. And it's to keep people distracted and also to keep people in fear.
In fear, definitely.
Yep.
The distraction, yep.
Yep. And it does put people in fear too, because the people in that country are fighting, and that's fear-based. And so that spreads through the collective.
It does, because usually those people have to disperse, leave the cities,
mm-hmm.
and then they become refugees and
exactly.
other places. And
nobody wants to take refugees, apparently.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, fuck.
I mean, who can, though? We could, but, we're so, set in our ways and so greedy.
Yeah, I don't know how, I don't want to say, stuff I'm going to regret, but I don't know. I definitely feel like I'm on the rocks about it. I need to be informed a lot more on both sides before I can be like, this is how I feel about it.
Well, that's what sucks is they cloud our judgment with these false fucking news things or news, information or whatever. The newscasts, they fucking throw all the shit at us. Like, it's this. How the fuck do they know? They're just told what to say anyways.
They're also just told, yeah. And I'm sure every news station has their agenda.
Absolutely.
Every single one is probably different. Or maybe they're all under one in somebody's pocket. Maybe they're all under someone's pocket.
I don't believe anything I hear on the news. So, other than the weather, even I don't even believe that half the time.
I know, that shit always changes. Never fucking right.
If you can't even believe the weather, why are you believing stories that make no sense other than what they want you to believe?
All right.
So, I don't know. I think it's weird, though, because we have all this technology and all this abilities to do good, but yet we don't use our technology and stuff to help people, We could totally build cheaper houses for people that need it. We could totally make 3D printed shit that's way cheaper to, instead of going to, get all the raw materials,
mm-hmm.
you just 3D print shit for them. You can 3D print houses,
mm-hmm.
And give them running water, for Christ's sakes. People don't even have running water in the world. And electricity, that's not hard to give them.
Nope. We've been fucking doing that shit for how long?
Tesla's over 100 years.
Mastered that shit over 100 years ago, And we still can't even provide it for all of our people.
Dude, I think, what was it? I think they said it takes, $65 billion to feed the world for a whole year. Someone who has $100 billion could do that once, for a whole year.
For a whole year, right?
But instead of, just feeding people, they could take that money and build all this shit with that money, really. I mean, maybe not all of it, but, they could definitely teach these...
Give them the ability to,
give
right?
Give them the ability, exactly.
And if they want, them. Right? They want to, they'll do it. If not, be like, hey... We gave you the option, right?
Yep.
Don't say we didn't try. Yeah, you'd think, man. With how much policing of the world we're always trying to do. We could start by that.
Right.
Policing the world by making sure, do you guys got running water in this part? You guys good over here? So what do we got?
Okay, only $6 billion.
That's very achievable.
For 42 million people. So, yeah, it would be...
What is it, world?
What's the population? So it'd be 6 billion times 6 billion? No, that wouldn't be right. How many people are in the world? Still, like, I guess we wouldn't include everybody because they're not everybody starving. Correct. People that are starving, let's say half the population.
Right. So it's probably less than that then, yeah. That's literally every single person.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's just a round number. Obviously. Man. It's not like actual math.
That is so fucking doable.
Right.
Obviously not for fucking schmoes like us. But yeah, one billionaire. Yeah,
they're spending this much money to bail out corporations that aren't doing shit for people. Providing jobs, which is fine. Yeah, it's good you're providing jobs, but you're not really helping the whole civilization, you know, as a whole. Like, providing jobs only does so much for people.
For sure, and that's really just... Anyways, yeah. And just here, you know.
I think that has to do with our schooling, too. Man, if they just taught us how to, like, perfect our skills in school, then, yeah, we would definitely be able to, like, do better stuff in the workforce, or at least be more creative and stuff.
Yep. You know? Better, like, another ideas.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of people want to learn a lot of skills. You know, take those, like, those handymen, man. They can make anything.
Yeah, right?
Like, they know how to forge. They know how to do all this stuff. And, like, I don't know how to do any of that shit. Why? Because I wasn't taught how.
Yeah, all of us were taught. You need to be able to survive with smarts and...
Be a jack of all trades and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the one thing... The few things that you're super good at, you know, like... Yeah, hone in on those. Definitely, you know. But, like... It's not impossible for people to learn these things. It's just... You don't do it because you don't have the materials. You don't have the money to do it. You know?
Time.
Because
you gotta fucking work your 9 to 5.
Exactly. Like, I think COVID was a turning point for people to realize that there is so much more to life than just work. But they didn't want to see that. They just wanted to see, oh, it's fucking, I gotta stay home from work. This sucks. No. Are you sure that it sucks? Because I thought it looked pretty fun.
Man,
just relax and not have to worry about going to work. I mean, yeah, it sucked that you had to worry your bills weren't gonna get paid. But if that was already paid for, or you didn't have to worry about that shit, then you could do whatever the hell you want. You know?
And a lot of people did, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people did take advantage of it.
They took advantage of it. They found a lot of talents that they were good at, or, you know. And imagine, like, you being able to teach your kids that stuff, because they don't have to go to school, you don't have to go to work, you can just fucking teach them, they can teach you, everybody can teach each other things.
Oh my gosh, I know. Imagine if we started off with teaching kids, like, useful everyday things that they're going to use.
Yeah.
Not how to multiply and how to fucking do this.
I mean, yeah, teach them the basics.
Yeah.
In school. You teach them the basics, reading and writing and math, basic math. And if they want to learn more, then they can learn more. You know, if they want to do something else, they can do something else instead of being stuck to a curriculum.
Yeah.
A very basic, simple, but also not necessarily simple because you're throwing all the shit at them. You expect them to learn everything.
And not everyone learns by the book like that.
No, not everybody does. And you don't, like, separate them, but you just, like, okay, you like this, go, this is what we got to offer for you. You like this, this is what we got to offer for that. And then, boom, they can learn whatever the hell they want. As long as it's constructive and it's going to provide for future, you know... And stuff, future anything, really.
And it's just, and it's general good old, like, having your brain be activated. Like.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about, like, paying bills and shit like that because you're fucking already working and you're doing stuff. And, like, people provide stuff because people that know how to make food and want to make food, they're already making food and you're building houses and you're giving them houses and they're giving you food, whatever.
There,
all that shit. It's
bloody
fucking
hell,
simple,
right?
Dude.
There it is, yeah. Wow. And there's people that like to mess with electronics and they're going to provide the heat for the house?
Yeah, and that's not communism. That's not. People say that's communism or socialism. And maybe it's partly socialism.
But it's not.
But it's also equalism. Like I said before,
yeah,
you know, equalism.
Yeah. It has to be made up of multiple different parts, man.
Yeah.
Because we're always just trying to put all of our fucking, you know, eggs in one basket. It's either you're far left, far right. Never, fuck, why, you know, just why do you have to be just these two?
There's never a middle ground between those two, huh?
No, and it seems like nobody tries to even make a middle ground.
And they don't trust each other. Like, they both have two halves of the pie. Like, they want this, which is good for building stuff and, like, moving forward and advancing. And then they got the conservative side that's good for, like, okay, learning how to do stuff and, like, teaching them the right way. And, you know, be conservative in that sense, but don't be conservative when it has to come with, like, oh, let's complete this task. You know, don't be conservative with that. Just complete it.
Especially when it's your people still, you know?
Exactly.
We're still just, it's your community.
Yeah, it is. Like, we're one giant community. People don't realize that, but we are. Why do you think there's so many treaties for, like, certain things, you know? That's a community on its own. It's a giant community.
Right? Yeah.
It's a treaty, yeah. It's like, we're going to respect your boundaries, we're going to respect your boundaries. But at the same time, why are there boundaries, you know?
Man.
Like, why do we have to identify as, like, human beings as, like, a number, you know? Like, you can't get on this plane because you don't have the right identification. Like, there's no trust, ever. We don't trust each other. Like, wouldn't it be nice to walk down the street and just, like, trust another human being just because they're human beings?
Yeah, it would be nice. That's funny.
Of course, people say that's fantasy.
Right. And that's such a basic question. And it's so hard to imagine. Because, no, I can't.
Not just that. Like, anybody that I ever mentioned it to, most people that I mentioned it to, they're like, can't have that world. That's a perfect world. You can't have that. It's like, no, you can't. Maybe you can have it. You just got to work for it.
Right? You just got to work for it.
You got to do the work.
Just like anything else.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
So yeah. Universal income. What do you think it should be?
Yeah, so that doesn't sound bad. If we can work out the kinks of everyone gets $50,000 a year, pay 10%, and that would cover healthcare, right? That would cover... Yeah,
healthcare and every other taxes.
Things that we need, right? Like from the roads to fucking...
Yeah, because I probably pay about $5,000 almost into taxes every year.
Would it cover, like, schooling too?
Oh, yeah. Just whatever taxes covers anyways, you know, they take out of your check. But if everybody was at that much and paid $5,000 into taxes... Every year, you know, we'd get, I don't know, it would help out a lot more.
Definitely would. And if everyone was just a little less sick because they could go in and have their freaking healthcare covered.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about, like, man, that's going to be another fucking bill.
Yeah.
Let's hold off on it, you know, and then the fucking toe goes bad, you know, and it's like, damn.
So, like, see that, like, people don't, I don't think they like the fact that there's a universal income because, like, okay, say someone's making... $200,000 a year because that's just what their job title requires, that, or, you know, that's what their job title is.
Okay.
Like, how come, what requires them, or what gives them the right to make that much more money just because their job title is that, you know? Like, I could probably do their fucking job, really.
Like a politician?
Yeah, like, why do politicians make more money than us? They shouldn't make more money than us at all.
They shouldn't. And they definitely always seem to, you know, end their careers with making a couple million when they got in that position only making, let's say, you know, a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
Which, again, the 100,000, that's fucking
ridiculous.
Even that is ridiculous, yeah.
We're appointing these people their jobs and they make 10 times more than you and me do.
Instantly.
They, like, you and me and your wife put together, even if we all made 30,000 a year, they still make more than all three of us put together.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And they expect people to survive off of that.
Yep.
And they're like, you know, wondering why there's so many homeless people and shit. Well, people that are homeless, they couldn't afford to pay their fucking shit. You know, and then the banks come in there and they kick them out.
Yep.
That should be illegal right there. Banks coming up there and kicking you out of your home because you couldn't pay on your shit. You know, because for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. Even though it's been 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah.
Of how many hundreds of thousands probably you've poured into your house by now, it's like, exactly. You'll be like, nope.
Well, you're still all on your mortgage.
You're late one time, get the hell out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Like, I don't know, they made a movie out of that where it kind of infuriated me. It's like, they would go in and they would, people who were negligent on their rent or whatever, they would go in and buy their keys for cash so they can have cash.
Wow.
But then they own their fucking, they have their keys for their home, so they could basically come in there and kick you out whenever they want.
That is friggin' harsh.
Yeah. And then, what else, they would also, like, go into their own empty houses. They would pay people to go take the appliances out.
Oh my gosh, that's fucked.
And make people buy their own appliances from them. Like, I could sell you these appliances with your house for this much.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. That's genius.
Yeah, and then the judges would sentence people that were negligent to get the fuck out of their homes. Wow. It's like, you're a judge, man, and you're, like, supposed to be all, like, for us and shit, you know, and you're not, you're gonna back the bank more than the person. You know, yeah, they're fucking late. Yeah, they can't pay on the shit, but they're trying. You know?
There's gotta be, yeah. There's, just for how long we've gone in America, there's still just no other option.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah. Just like when they repo people's car. They need that car to go to their job. And just because they're trying their hardest, they are paying for their kids. They're paying for all this stuff, you know, that their kids need and that they need. Just because they can't pay on something, they're going to come and take your shit.
And I know you've seen those videos of, like, how fucking crafty they are now. They'll pull up in their fucking truck so quick and just plow that bitch out of there. Like,
that's crazy.
They'll just take your vehicle with probably your belongings in there.
Yeah.
A purse, a wallet, a fucking cell phone, your ID. Like, that's fucking theft.
It is theft. It is. But yeah, it's their property is what they look at it as. So you're the one trespassing or whatever, you know? You're the one that's in the wrong. It's like, okay, not everybody can make the payments, you know? It's hard. And then once they get behind, they really can't catch up. And you expect them to make a big payment to pay you back so that they could get their shit back?
Mm.
That's fucked up, you know?
Backwards.
It is backwards. It's how the rich stay rich, though. Like, if I were rich, like, I know it sounds so cliche, but, like, if I were rich, like, I don't, like, hopefully now that I have this mindset, if I ever became rich, like, I would try to help people and shit. You know, I would love to open up, like, have a foundation for, like, people who are struggling, you know, drug addicts and stuff, and, like, people who really want to change and shit, you know.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like they do want to change, they just don't have the opportunity to change, you know.
Definitely would love to have that kind of money.
Yeah.
I never think that grand, though. That's pretty good. I would at least want to have the kind of money to be, like, to show up at the freaking grocery store, you know, and be like, everyone in line, I got your groceries, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that would be fun.
No, that would be cool. You always hear people like that. Like, there's more people like that now, you know, but I've seen those videos of, like, dudes just, like, giving the homeless dude, like, a couple $100 right then and there. And seeing what the homeless guy would do with it. You know, the homeless guy would buy food and shit, give it to other homeless people. It's like, man, that's, you know, that's hope from humanity.
Yeah, right.
Hope for humanity.
That'd be sweet to be able to do that.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just, like, what is stopping us from, like, actually doing this stuff, you know? From actually making a difference?
I don't know, we all just suck. I don't know, that's a good question.
For me, it's like, I hate to say it, it is money, but like, what can I do now besides, like, I don't know, give a little bit here and there, which I try to do every once in a while, you know, I try to help people out and shit.
And that's why I hear.
Every little bit helps, you know. You help one person out, it could make their whole day.
That is true, man. We've had some hard times where, like, a friend dropped by and brought some Little Caesars pizza because they, I'm sure it's because they knew that we were, like, struggling.
Yeah.
And that just freaking made the whole fucking day. Like,
right?
I've never heard our kids be like, yeah, so loud, you know? For sure.
Yeah, no, that's a cool feeling. It's always good to make someone's day every once in a while. That's usually a good start. It's hard sometimes, though, because, like, I get in that bitter mode, or, like, you know, that mindset where I'm like, fuck everybody or fuck everything, but
it's really hard, I know.
I know life is hard, my friends, but you're harder. So stay up
and don't forget to wipe.